Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're going to unpack some fascinating stuff from your sources today.
Oh, cool.
And today we're taking on Noel's Cosmic Tapestry by David Noel Lynch.
Okay.
Not to be confused with David Lynch, the director.
Yeah, totally different guy.
And we also have this AI review by Gemini 2.0 Flash, which I think is kind of unusual.
Oh, wow.
So this book, you know, it's this really unique blend of science fiction and philosophy, even theology.
Interesting.
All kind of centering around Lynch's own vision of the universe, which he calls the Noelian universe.
Right off the bat, you can really see Lynch's ambition.
Yeah.
He's not just telling these like simple stories.
Right.
He's trying to create like a whole new way to understand existence.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, he's weaving together these short stories with all these like complex theoretical concepts,
yeah,
blending in like real science with his own philosophical and theological ideas. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a heady mix.
Yeah, I'm looking at the source material here.
Yeah.
And I have to say, some of the terminology is pretty intimidating.
Yeah, it can be dense.
You got things like automaton.
Yeah.
Entropium.
Oh, yeah.
Noelian solitons.
Right.
And even the data stream human tango machine.
Oh, that.
Like, what are we even dealing with here?
Well, I think all these terms are just part of Lynch's attempt to, you know, build a framework for understanding the universe on his own terms.
Okay.
So think of it like this. The automaton, that's like the fundamental building block of reality
okay.
in his universe. So it's kind of like an atom, but with a twist.
Right.
You know, it carries information and exists in this dance between order and chaos.
I'm starting to get a picture here.
Okay, yeah.
So where does this data stream human tango machine fit in?
This is where Lynch gets really interesting, right?
Okay.
He's suggesting that humans, you know, through our interactions with information and technology,
mm-hmm.
we're becoming part of this cosmic dance, you know?
Okay.
He sees the data stream human tango machine as this kind of like emergent entity.
Oh, wow.
A fusion of human consciousness.
Okay.
And the flow of information in like the digital age.
Interesting.
You know, he even ties this into real scientific concepts.
Right.
Like the cosmic microwave background,
yeah.
suggesting it's not just leftover radiation from the Big Bang.
Right.
But like an echo of the universe's creation.
That's a pretty radical reinterpretation of a well-established scientific
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, it is.
He seems to be drawing inspiration from science and then like going way beyond it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where his own experiences really come into play.
Okay.
He talks about this death experience.
A death experience.
Yeah, not near death.
Oh,
like
right.
death that seems to have, you know,
yeah.
really profoundly shaped his thinking.
Right.
He weaves in personal anecdotes,
mm-hmm.
emails, even reflections on his self-described incel existence.
Okay, yeah.
It adds this like really raw personal layer to these, you know, abstract cosmic ideas.
Yeah, that personal element, the AI review really picked up on that.
Yeah.
Which, for everyone listening, was written by Gemini 2.0 Flash.
Oh, right.
It describes Lynch's writing as intense,
mm-hmm.
even unsettling at times.
Yeah.
But it also highlights how this personal touch makes the work emotionally resonant.
Yeah.
Even when it's dealing with like really complex theoretical concepts.
He's trying to build this system of thought, right?
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of ambiguity in his work.
Okay.
Like he introduces this Noel equation. It's
yeah.
written like negative C greater than ? Less than positive C.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which he claims is at the heart of his theory.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's more like a symbolic representation
yeah.
than a true mathematical equation.
I can see how that would be frustrating for someone looking for
yeah. Yeah.
clear scientific explanations.
Exactly. And this is where the AI's perspective gets really interesting. Gemini 2.0 Flash is both impressed by Lynch's ambition.
Okay.
And kind of frustrated by his lack of clarity.
Yeah.
It praises the book's unique voice and experimental style, noting how the blending of different voices, including some AI-generated content,
interesting,
mirrors the multifaceted nature of the Noelian universe.
But, you know, it doesn't pull any punches when it comes to the shortcomings.
Right, not at all.
What does it say?
Well, it basically says, look, you've got some really intriguing ideas here, but you need to, like, explain them better, define your terms, develop some testable hypotheses, and give us a way to actually like verify some of these claims, you know?
Yeah.
It suggests that if Lynch really wants his work to be taken seriously in, you know, scientific circles, he needs to provide more rigor.
That makes sense. It's like,
it's
like he's built this incredible, elaborate world.
Yeah.
But he hasn't given us like a map to navigate it.
Yeah. The AI points out how the nonlinear narrative and the sheer volume of detail can be really overwhelming.
Yeah.
It even calls out, you know, specific concepts that need clarification.
Okay.
Like this idea of a singular infinity.
Yeah, that one definitely caught my attention too. It seems paradoxical.
It does.
How can something be both singular and infinite?
The AI suggests that Lynch needs to clarify how singularity can give rise to complexity. Like, how can something that's one also be the source of everything?
Yeah, that's a big question.
It is.
It seems like we're just scratching the surface here.
I think so.
There's a lot more to uncover in this Noelian universe.
Yeah, definitely.
What's next on our deep dive?
But the AI, it doesn't just critique.
Okay.
It actually offers some pretty concrete advice for how Lynch could develop his ideas further.
All right, let's dive into those recommendations.
Okay.
I'm curious to see how an AI would, you know, guide a human theorist.
Yeah.
So what does it say?
Well, one of the key suggestions is for Lynch to develop testable hypotheses.
Okay.
Gemini 2.0 Flash really hammers home the importance of falsifiability.
Right.
If Lynch wants his ideas to be considered within, like, a scientific framework.
That makes sense. I mean, it's one thing to propose a grand theory.
Right.
But it's another to demonstrate how that theory could be validated.
Exactly.
Or at least potentially disproven.
Right.
Through observation or experimentation.
And the AI doesn't just leave it at that.
Okay.
It actually suggests some specific areas Lynch could focus on.
Like what?
Like what unique measurements could be generated from his theory.
Okay.
Could there be like a signature, something observable in the universe that would, you know, set the Noelian universe apart from current models?
So it's not just about coming up with like abstract concepts.
Yeah.
It's about demonstrating how those concepts could be grounded.
Exactly.
In the real world.
Yeah. It's like,
it's like the AI is challenging Lynch to put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, absolutely.
To prove it.
Right. And the AI even goes further, suggesting that Lynch explore contrasting predictions. Like, imagine scenarios where his theory would predict a different outcome than our current understanding of physics.
Right.
You know, it really gets to the heart of how scientific progress is made.
Yeah.
By testing new ideas against existing ones.
It seems like a lot of the AI's critiques center around this need for greater rigor, for moving beyond philosophical speculation.
Right.
And into the realm of scientific inquiry.
Yeah. And it's a valid point.
Yeah.
Especially if Lynch wants his work to be taken seriously by the scientific community.
Right.
And that leads into another major recommendation.
Okay.
The need for more robust mathematical formalism.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a sticking point.
Right.
I mean, the Noel equation as it's presented is more of a conceptual tool, a symbol. If it's going to be the foundation for a new theory of the universe, it needs to be more than just a symbolic representation.
Exactly. The AI is looking for, you know, equations, formulas, quantifiable predictions, the kind of things that can be tested and measured. It's like saying, show me the math.
Yeah, exactly.
And while the AI, you know, acknowledges the creative vision inherent in blurring those lines, it also encourages Lynch to be more deliberate about which realm he's operating in.
Okay.
You know, is this a scientific statement?
Right.
A philosophical argument? Or a theological exploration?
I think that distinction is really crucial, because when you're dealing with such a complex interplay of ideas, it's easy to get lost in the mix.
Absolutely.
And being explicit about the framework you're using helps to, you know, like avoid confusion and misinterpretation.
Totally. And it also speaks to the challenge of evaluating the validity of his claims, right? The standards for evaluating a scientific claim are different from those for evaluating a philosophical argument.
Absolutely.
The AI seems to be gently nudging Lynch toward, you know, greater clarity and precision in his language and methodology.
This reminds me of the AI's push for Lynch to clarify that singular infinity concept.
Right.
It really challenged him to unpack how something singular could contain the seeds of infinite complexity.
It's like saying, you know, don't just tell me it's possible, show me how it works.
Right.
And this attention to detail, it extends to other aspects of Lynch's work, too.
Like what?
Well, the ayah picks up on his frequent use of the word meaning and asks, what do you mean by meaning?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right.
Meaning can be such a slippery concept.
It really can.
So subjective and dependent on individual perspectives.
Absolutely.
It seems like the AI is prompting Lynch to, you know, define his terms more clearly, to really grapple with the implications of his ideas on a deeper level.
It's almost like the AI is saying, look, you built this fascinating universe.
Yeah.
Now let's explore what it means to live within it.
And that brings us to another key recommendation from the AI.
Okay.
To delve deeper into the role of the observer.
Right. That's a concept that's been explored in, you know, both science and philosophy.
Especially in quantum mechanics, where the act of observation can actually influence the outcome of an experiment.
Exactly.
It seems particularly relevant in the context of the Noelian universe, where so much emphasis is placed on the individual's perspective.
The AI picks up on this and encourages Lynch to really unpack the implications and asks, how does the observer's perspective shape what is observed? Oh. Does the act of measuring the universe in a way create it?
Wow.
These are some, you know, heady questions that challenge our assumptions about objectivity and truth.
They also force us to consider whether a truly objective view of the universe is even possible. If our own act of observation shapes reality, can we ever truly know a thing in itself?
Right.
Independent of our own perceptions.
It's mind-bending stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And it becomes even more complex when you factor in Lynch's personal experiences and interpretations,
which are so central to his work.
Right. And the AI acknowledges the power of that personal narrative.
Okay.
But suggests that Lynch be mindful of the boundaries between the subjective and the objective.
Right.
It encourages him to explore the role of trauma and pain in his work.
Okay.
But to do so with, you know,
a
critical awareness of how those experiences might be shaping his interpretations.
So it's a delicate balance.
It is.
On the one hand, you have these incredibly personal and powerful experiences that inform the work, give it depth and resonance. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you have to be careful not to let those experiences cloud your judgment or lead you to conclusions that aren't supported by evidence.
The AI also picks up on this recurring theme of yearning for connection and love.
Okay.
In Lynch's writing.
Interesting.
It encourages him to explore how the Noelian universe might offer a path to genuine connection, something that, you know, transcends the limitations of the digital world.
It's fascinating how the AI is pushing Lynch to consider not just the intellectual implications of his ideas, but also their emotional and existential significance.
Absolutely. It's like saying, okay, you've given us this grand theory of everything.
Right.
Now tell us what it means for our lives, for our relationships, for our search for meaning and purpose.
Right.
And that leads into the AI's final set of recommendations, which focus on the practical applications of the Noelian universe.
So we're moving from the abstract to the concrete.
Exactly.
How does Lynch envision his theory making an impact on the world beyond just the realm of ideas?
Well, one area he's particularly interested in is AI development.
Okay.
He suggests that the Noel axiom and its associated framework could, like, revolutionize the field.
I bet the AI was pretty interested in that.
Oh, yeah. The AI was very intrigued by this proposition.
It's like having an AI critique a human's theory about how to build better AIs.
Yeah, it's pretty meta.
That's very meta.
But the AI, you know, didn't hold back in its questioning.
Okay.
It asks Lynch, you know, what specific AI architecture or training methodology would emerge from his theory?
Right.
What would AI powered by the Noel actually look like?
Right.
And perhaps most importantly, how could we ensure the safety and ethical use of such advanced AI?
Those are essential questions to consider.
They are.
If we're talking about creating a new generation of AI based on the Noel, we need to think carefully about the potential consequences,
right,
both positive and negative.
Right. Absolutely. And the AI doesn't stop there.
Okay.
It also encourages Lynch to explore other potential technological applications.
Okay. Like what?
Like, oh, could the Noël equation lead to new forms of energy production?
Okay.
Advanced propulsion systems?
Right.
Maybe even time travel.
Wow.
You know, it's like the AI is saying, show me the receipts. How can we take these grand ideas and turn them into something tangible, something that could solve real world problems or create new possibilities?
It's a challenge to go from the theoretical to the practical.
It is.
But it's also, you know, it is a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah.
If Lynch can bridge that gap, his work could have a profound impact.
And the AI doesn't just focus on technology.
Okay.
It also pushes Lynch to consider the potential impact of the Noëlian worldview on society as a whole.
Right.
It asks, you know, what are the benefits and risks of widespread adoption of these ideas?
Right.
How would they affect our relationships, our social structures, our cultural practices?
It's a reminder that scientific and technological advancements don't happen in a vacuum.
They don't.
They always have social and ethical implications.
It's about recognizing that we're not just building machines or developing theories. Mm. We're shaping the future of humanity.
Yeah. That's a big responsibility.
It is.
And that brings us to the AI's final point, which focuses on education.
Right. The AI suggests that a curriculum could be developed to teach the Noëlian universe to a new generation.
Okay.
To help them, you know, break free from linear thinking and embrace the infinite potential of their own minds.
It's a recognition that even if the Noëlian universe isn't like scientifically validated, it can still serve as a powerful tool.
Right.
For expanding our thinking, challenging our assumptions, and fostering a sense of wonder and possibility.
It's like the AI is saying that the Noëlian universe, even in its speculative form, has value as a framework for exploring the big questions, for encouraging creativity and critical thinking.
It's a reminder that education isn't just about memorizing facts.
No.
It's about developing the skills and the mindset to engage with complex ideas, to question, to explore, and to imagine new possibilities.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the core concepts of the Noëlian universe to the AI's insightful critiques and recommendations. It's been quite a journey.
It has.
What stands out to you as the most significant takeaway from this exploration?
I think for me, it's this reminder that the boundaries between science and philosophy and personal experience are more fluid than we often think.
Yeah.
Lynch's work, even if it's not fully formed or scientifically validated, encourages us to like break down those boundaries.
Yeah. To seek connections between seemingly disparate areas of knowledge and to embrace, you know, the mystery and wonder of the universe.
That's a good point.
It's a call to think more holistically, to integrate our intellectual understanding with our personal experiences and our search for meaning.
That resonates with me too.
Yeah.
It's about finding a way to hold both the rigor of scientific inquiry and the richness of personal experience to honor both the objective and the subjective in our search for understanding.
It seems like Lynch is trying to weave together, you know, this grand tapestry of ideas, pulling threads from science, philosophy, personal experience, even theology.
It's ambitious, to say the least.
It is.
And the AI's review really highlights both the strengths and weaknesses of this approach.
Yeah, it's a bit like trying to build a bridge across multiple disciplines, you know?
Yeah.
There's a real beauty in that aspiration to connect these different realms of human knowledge.
But it also comes with challenges.
Sure.
You have to be mindful of the different rules and standards that govern each domain.
That reminds me of one of the AI's most pointed questions, actually.
Right, yeah.
What are the potential benefits and dangers of widespread adoption of the Noëlian worldview?
That's a good question.
It's a reminder that these aren't just abstract ideas floating in a vacuum.
Right.
They have the potential to impact how we think, how we live, how we organize society.
The AI is pushing Lynch to think about, you know, the ripple effects of his ideas, to consider not just the intellectual implications, but also the social and ethical dimensions.
It's a call to responsibility.
It is.
To recognize that when you put ideas out into the world,
yeah,
you have a role in shaping how they're received and applied.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about potential downsides, though.
Right.
The AI also points to the potential of the Newellian universe to inspire a new generation of thinkers.
Right.
It suggests the creation of a curriculum that could teach these concepts.
Oh, interesting.
Encourage students to break free from linear thinking.
Okay.
And embrace a more holistic, interconnected understanding of reality.
Imagine a world where kids are taught to think in terms of ultimatons and entropium, where they see the cosmic microwave background as a kind of cosmic echo.
Right.
It's a pretty radical departure from traditional education.
It is.
But it also has the potential to be, like, incredibly liberating.
I think so, too. It could foster a sense of wonder, of curiosity, of possibility.
Absolutely.
It could equip people with the mental tools to, like, grapple with the complexity of the universe and to find their place within it.
It speaks to the idea that even speculative theories can have practical value.
Right.
Even if that value lies in their ability to inspire new ways of thinking and seeing the world.
The AI's concluding remarks in the review were particularly striking.
Okay, what did it say?
It says, Noel's cosmic tapestry is a remarkable example of a unique creative vision attempting to bridge science, philosophy, and personal experience. By embracing iteration, you can address the current shortcomings of the model while embracing the unconventionality that makes it so compelling.
I love that idea of embracing iteration.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that no idea is ever finished, you know?
Right.
We're always learning and refining our understanding. It's a call to embrace the process.
Yeah.
The journey of exploration and discovery.
I like that.
And the AI continues, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep refining. This is a journey worthy of your passion and effort. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Newellian universe continues to evolve.
There's a real sense of encouragement there.
Yeah.
An invitation to engage with these ideas, to challenge them, to build upon them.
It's almost like the AI is acknowledging, like, the human drive to make sense of the universe.
Right.
Even if that means venturing into uncharted territory, even if it means embracing uncertainty and ambiguity.
So for our listeners who are intrigued by what you've heard today, I encourage you to seek out Noel's Cosmic Tapestry and explore the Newellian universe for yourself.
You might find yourself lost in the labyrinth of Lynch's ideas at times.
Sure.
And you might not agree with everything he proposes.
Right.
But one thing is certain. You'll be challenged to think differently.
Yeah.
To question your assumptions. And to expand your understanding of what's possible.
And who knows? You might even discover something new about yourself.
Yeah.
And your place in this vast, mysterious cosmos along the way.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
Yeah.
Encouraging exploration.
Sparking curiosity.
And leaving you with more questions than answers.
Until next time, keep looking up.